and joined now in the studio by RNZ business reporter Anan Zaki. Welcome to Wellington. Kia ora, Anan. An early shuffle for Fletcher's top leadership.
Kia ora, Charlotte. Yeah, good to be here in person. Yes, the Shareholders Association says Fletcher Building's board is making the right moves in refreshing the company's leadership, but it wants more transparency in the process. The current chief executive, Ross Taylor, has stepped aside several months early and will be replaced for the time being by the head of the company's concrete division, Nick Traber. And the two current directors, Doug Mackay and Rob McDonald, have signalled they'll leave the board. The former chair, Bruce Hassell, stepped down this month, 6 months early. The board and management clean-out follows the large first half-year loss. Shareholders Association Chief Executive Oliver Mander, who called for refreshed leadership for Fletcher Building, says getting outside consultants to help is positive, but says shareholders should also be involved.
Cautiously optimistic that the board is now beginning the journey of board renewal. We think the changes that are announced today are appropriate in the context of what has happened recently. But we would like some clear independent oversight provided by shareholders. We're also very curious about the feedback that they did receive from stakeholder and shareholder surveys over the last month, and we'd like to see a little more transparency around that as well.
And the changes to Fletcher Building's board and a permanent replacement for Ross Taylor will happen following the company's annual meeting in October. The Financial Markets Authority and former head of the failed CBL Insurance Group have cut a deal to settle a civil case about market disclosures. The FMA says CBL's managing director, Peter Harris, will admit breaches of rules for not disclosing to investors various issues about the group's financial strength, the dealings of its French and Irish businesses, and making a misleading and deceptive statement to the stock exchange. The FMA has also accepted an offer from Peter Harris not to hold any management or directorship positions with any listed or insurance company. The settlement will be put to the High Court for approval and a ruling on penalties. Four directors of CBL reached agreement last year with the FMA on similar claims and were ordered to pay more than $4 million in penalties. The government's being called on to provide leadership and direction to the community housing sector to help tackle the housing shortage. A new report suggests legal and system changes to allow mainstream finance to flow into community housing projects. A report from business advisory firm KPMG says the sector is being held back by lack of finance, government direction and support, and rules for coping with diverse communities. KiwiSaver provider Simplicity is one of a few finance groups to put money into such projects. A partner at the firm, Jesse Phillips, says the government needs to be more actively involved with community housing providers.
There needs to be some very clear signalling by the government on the role of the community housing provider, what types of housing they're most interested in CHIPS investing in, where and at what quantum. You know, the policy settings in the sector have been a little sporadic, and there's been a lack of clarity, I think, on what CHIPS should be aiming at. I think providing good, long-term, clear, enduring signals to the market would do a lot for the likes of Simplicity and community housing providers to be able to invest in the long term, and that hasn't necessarily been the case in the past.
GC Phillips says one model that works is the government leasing out land to the community housing groups to build their own houses. The tough realities of the retail sector have caught up with one of the country's best-known charity chains. In the next month or so, Trade Aid, the ethical free trade non-for-profit, will start closing its 24 stores around the country. Inflation, changing consumer behaviour, high interest rates and costs have battered the group's financial position. The shops are well known for selling rugs, baskets, arts and crafts goods from developing countries, but the trading arm of the group is a leader in importing fair trade coffee and other products as well. The chief executive of Trade Aid, Paul Davenport, says it's now changing to an online and wholesaling model to keep pushing the fair trade message.
We've evolved effectively to be a centre of a fair trade community. We represent our suppliers and producers from around the world. By the same token, we're working with as I said, 1,300 businesses and retailers who are then supporting New Zealanders to make ethical choices. That means in reality that we've got green coffee beans here, which we're providing to a roaster in, for example, Wellington, who is then supplying multiple cafes. So with the economies of scale and the potential distribution we have, in fact, it's potentially much, much larger than our store network, and it's a much more efficient way of supporting New Zealanders to make those ethical choices.
That's the Chief Executive of Trade Aid, Paul Davenport. 25 past 12, let's check in on the financial markets now with Harry Wigley of Hobson Wealth. Good afternoon, Harry.
Good afternoon, Nan.
How's the local share market looking today? Fletcher Building, of course, the big news today.
Yeah, so the market's actually picked up a bit now, so it's up 36 points to 12,014. So as you said, Fletcher Building, a bit more news out of there today, that's now trading up 5 cents at $4.19, although that's up on the early trading this morning, which was down at 4.05. Looking at some of the other names, Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, that's up 34 cents to 26.38. A2 Milk is down 4 cents to $6.73. Infratil is up 3 cents to $10.65. while Ryman Healthcare is down 3 cents to $4.52.
Okay, how's it looking over in Australia?
So the Aussie market, that's up 0.2% to 7,819. ANZ Bank is up 23 cents to 29.27. BHP up 42 cents to 44.21. And Xero is also up $1.21 to $136.50.
And how's the dollar looking?
So against the US dollar, the Kiwi is at 59.92. Against the Aussie, 91.90. Against the pound, 47.54. Against the euro, 55.42.
And that leaves us with interest rates, oil and gold.
So 3-month bank bill is 5.67. 10-year government bonds, 4.57. Brent crude oil, 85.64, and spot gold price is 2,166.
Thank you, Harry. That's Harry Wigley of Hobson Wealth with our market update. And just another business news this lunch hour, the Insurance Council will soon reveal the number of complaints individual companies face and name the firms in a bid for greater transparency. The industry body currently reports on the total number of complaints the industry deals with and refers to external dispute resolution services in its annual report. But the council says together with the services, it'll provide a breakdown of the data by member companies on its website.